fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. It is Sunday, October 13th, and we are heading into week 6 of the NFL season. It is once again a week with a London game that kicks off in just about 28 minutes. So I'm coming to you a little bit earlier this week so you can be sure to catch all the action. We have 4 windows of games, including the London window, early games, late games, and Sunday night football. So another packed week of football. Before we dive into the preview, let's look at Thursday night football. This week's TNF game was another division rivalry matchup as the San Francisco 49ers headed into Seattle to battle the Seahawks. Seahawks came in 3-2, leading the division. The 49ers came in 2-3, having lost 2 division games to start the season. Both of them kind of desperate for wins. The 49ers, the ones able to pull it off, winning 36-24. Both teams moved to 3-3. The Seahawks have now lost 3 straight, and I think that is going to be something to monitor. They do not have an easy schedule for the next 4 or 5 games either. I had thought the Seahawks would be kind of on the lower end of the of the standings coming in, and that we might get a chance to see Sam Howell as they look to the future and what they've got. I think that if they are sitting at 3-7 at the end of the next 4 weeks, that will start to come into play a little bit more. Meanwhile, for the 49ers, they're only 1-2 in the division, which isn't great. They're 1-2 on the road. They're only 3-3 overall, but they're back nearly on top of the division, tied for the division lead. They would have the tiebreaker over Seattle right now. Rams still struggling with injuries are down there. The Cardinals have been inconsistent, so something to watch as we go forward. Also, a tough night for the 49ers. Jordan Mason, who is in there because Elijah Mitchell is on IR, as is Christian McCaffrey, damaged his AC joint. Will he be able to go in week 7? We shall see. The 49ers did not open the practice window for Christian McCaffrey, so we know he will not be back in week 7. That means it could be Isaac Grendo as the primary ball carrier, along with Patrick Taylor. Grendo, his numbers on paper are great, 10 carries for 99 yards, but he had 1 76-yard run, so it was really 9 carries for 23 yards and then an explosive play. Plenty of pass offense for the 49ers, though, so they will probably be okay. It has been a weird and a wild week again in the NFL. Lots of injuries, so I recommend you get there, check out those lineups. As I mentioned, there is a London game, so that means you have to put even more emphasis on getting your lineups done in the next few minutes. Speaking of which, let's talk about some games of the week. And we've got some great options this week, and that kicks off with that London game, the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Chicago Bears. The Jaguars, only 1-4. They have certainly struggled a little bit this season, but they did finally get a victory last week, got off the schneid. They've done typically pretty well in London. Will that be a boon to them again this week? That is something we'll have to see. The Bears, meanwhile, are, you know, they're 3-2. They've been looking pretty good. I've been pretty impressed with what we've seen from Caleb Williams. They have plenty of offense, so this should be a fun one. In the early window of games this afternoon, the one that I'm highlighting, 4-1 Washington Commanders at the 3-2 Baltimore Ravens. That the Ravens are one of the best teams in the NFL, probably not a shock. They started 0-2, but they really rallied. They've looked great the last 3 weeks, back over 500, really got that running game going. But the Commanders have been a huge surprise so far this season. 4-1, off to a really hot start. I love what I'm seeing from Jaden Daniels, but no Brian Robinson in this one. That could be a little worrisome. The Ravens, can they get that defense going a little bit more? We shall see. This is one of the better games of the day. Another one of the great games of the day is the afternoon window game I'm going to lift up, and that is the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys. These are two awesome offenses, two pass defenses that have struggled a little bit. The Cowboys are dealing with a ton of players gone. They cannot buy a pass rusher that can stay healthy. Micah Parsons will miss again this week. Eric Kendricks is also out. Their secondary a little bit banged up, but boy, do they have a pass offense, and that has been a real weakness for the Detroit Lions and their young secondary. The Lions also have an incredible pass offense and a great run offense. I think this could be an explosive offensive game. I'm hoping we see both teams in the 30s. This is probably the game of the day for me. Sunday Night Football, New York Giants hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are just 1-4, their only win coming over the Carolina Panthers. If they have any hope of getting back into it, they have really got to get themselves going. Can they do it? New York Giants defense has been up and down. They managed to bottle up Seattle in Seattle last week, so that'll be interesting. But I think Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins will have a nice day. Little bit of injury concerns in the backfield. Chase Brown a little banged up, but I still like him as a flex play. Zach Moss a little banged up, but he is expected to play too. For the Giants, they're going in shorthanded again. Devin Singletary was ruled out yesterday, so make sure you get him out of your lineup. I really like what we saw from Tyrone Tracy, the rookie filling in last week. Hopefully he can find lightning in a bottle again in week two here for the Giants. Malik Nabers also out again, still dealing with that concussion. That probably means wheels up for Darius Slayton. Wandale Robinson, also a good flex option play. Monday Night Football, it has been the craziest of crazy weeks for the New York Jets. They fired head coach Robert Saleh to begin the week. Their new interim coach essentially demoted offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. No love lost there for me. He was not a great coach when he was here in Denver. But they will have a new play caller in New York. They're at home on Monday night. They've had a little bit of time to think things over coming back from London. They are 2-3 on the season, kind of at a desperation point. The Bills started out 3-0, but they have lost two straight, so they are also scuffling. James Cook and Khalil Shakir have been banged up, but both of them listed as questionable. Cook's agent has said he is going to play Monday night. That should be good news for those of us who roster and rely on him in fantasy. This is a battle of New York teams. It's got big divisional ramifications. I have no idea what to expect from the Jets, but I'm not sure coaching was their only problem. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the Aaron Rodgers we remember from 6 or 7 years ago, both because of age and because of returning from an injury. So I kind of like Buffalo in this one, but we will see more of that when we get to my picks against the spread. Well, that'll do it for some of the games of the week. How about some people that you should throw in your lineups? Last week, I didn't do too badly. I was 3-1 in my start suggestions. The only one that didn't hit for me was Sam Darnold in that London game. The Vikings still won, but they didn't really need Darnold to have a big day. And he got credited with two turnovers. One of those turnovers should have been on the running back. So if you roster and or play Ty Chandler, you're welcome. Sits, I was 2-2. Couple of misses. Brandon Ayuk, you know, every week it seems I pick one wide receiver who's a prominent wide receiver who's having a terrible season, and they decide to go off only in the week that I say we should sit them. And then Isaiah Likely, he only had 3 catches for 13 yards, but wouldn't you know, 2 of them were for touchdowns. So not too bad overall, 5-3. We'll see if I can come closer to getting a perfect 8-0 week this week. So as you know, I pick one sit and one start at each of the four fantasy positions. Let's start off with quarterbacks. My start this week shouldn't be a shock based on games of the week, but it is Dak Prescott. The Cowboys host the Lions. It might be one of the best games of the week, as I mentioned, but the Lions defense, as I also mentioned, has been stout against the run, but really friendly to passers. So far, they face Matthew Stafford, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, and Geno Smith, and each of those four has had 15 or more points against the Lions. In fact, in the last game before the bye, we saw Geno go off, throwing for nearly 400 yards. The Cowboys have Dak, CeeDee Lamb, Jake Ferguson, Jalen Tolbert. I think this is going to be a really good day for Prescott and the Cowboys. My set at quarterback, Drake May. Look, I'm excited to see the number 3 overall pick get a start and come in for the Patriots. What can he do? He is the future of the position for that team. But the Texans, who they are hosting, are a good team. They held Josh Allen to only 14.6 points in week 5 while harassing him with the rush. May is more talented than Jacoby Brissett, but he can't cover over all the Patriots' problems. Also, no Ramondre Stevenson in this one. I like him long term, but I am not bought into him this week. Moving on to running backs, my start is Chuba Hubbard. Look, after a rough week 1, did you know that Chuba Hubbard has kind of sprung to life? Since week 3, he is running back 2 on the season, averaging 22.5 PPR points. The Panthers are home against the Falcons in what could be a higher scoring game. Even when the Panthers pass has game has struggled, Hubbard has been somewhat solid. Now is the time to really make the most of starting him before Jonathan Brooks comes back off PUP. My sit is Jerome Ford of the Cleveland Browns. Their offense has been bad, and a lot of the struggles of Deshaun Watson in the passing game have been noted. But you know what? Ford hasn't been immune to that. He's running back 23 on the season, but he has 3 games with 10 or fewer points. The Browns are on the road facing the Eagles. I think they could fall into a hole early. Nick Chubb's coming back next week. That'll start cutting into Ford's workload. He's not a top 24 option for me this week, nor is he a top 24 option moving forward. Let's move on to wide receivers. I'm going to stay in the same game for my that I did for my running back start, for my wide receiver start, but I'm switching teams. It's Drake London of the Atlanta Falcons. You know, in week 5, the Falcons put it together. Kirk Cousins threw for more than 500 yards, and a big beneficiary of that was London. He was wide receiver 2 for the week. He is wide receiver 7, though, on the season. He's had 12 or more points in each of the last 4 games. The Falcons' passing offense has really picked it up. Now they're facing a suspect Panthers secondary. London is a great play in week 6. My sit this week is George Pickens of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, if Pickens ends up going off, you're welcome, America. He's been the best receiver for the Steelers, but he's not the best option in fantasy. He's wide receiver 39 on the season with only 1 game with 15 or more points and 2 games of less than 6 points. Could he get a touchdown here? Sure, he could. The Steelers are playing the Raiders, who surrendered 34 points to the Broncos in week 5. But to me, Pickens is not a reliable top 24 play, so I am going away from him. Tight end, my start, Tucker Kraft. Did you know tight end's been a real dicey position this season? But one player who's really stepping up is Kraft. He is tight end 3 on the season. He's become a key target for the Packers, especially in the last 2 games with Jordan Love back. Fellow tight end Luke Musgrave has gone on IR. Packers host the Cardinals, who just gave up a huge day to George Kittle and have been known to give up big days to tight ends. Tucker Kraft is a start for me. My sit is Juwan Johnson. The Saints are in the midst of kind of a transition on offense. Spencer Rattler will be making his first start. And Johnson just hasn't been a fantasy factor this year that he has been in the past. He's tight end 29. He has 2 0-point games. The Saints are using Foster Moreau in there at tight end as well. I know Taysom Hill is out, but Johnson is still a sit for me this week. And so that'll do it for my sit starts. Before we get out of here, I am going to wrap up with my look at picks against the spread. And let me tell you, week 5 was hot for me. I finished 9-5 on the week, got to 38-41 overall. And I've already kickstarted this week on a good note. I took the 49ers minus 3.5 on Thursday night. So I'm now up to 37-41 coming in. Now I am up to 38-41. If I can have another strong week, get back to 500 and then start cruising. Taking on the London game, I'm taking the Chicago Bears minus 2.5. I took them as straight up victors as well. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers minus 4.5 over the Arizona Cardinals. I think they will get a win there as well. The Colts and the Titans, this could be the most interesting game of the day for the Colts. There's a wide range of outcomes. We went from thinking that Michael Pittman Jr. was going to end up on IR to now it seems like he's likely to play. We know Jonathan Taylor's out. We don't know who the quarterback's going to be for the Colts. We know Will Levis is starting for the Titans. And for me, that is all I needed. I took the Colts minus 0.5. I think they get the straight up win there. I took the Houston Texans -6.5 over the New England Patriots. I'm hoping we see some sparks from Drake May, but I don't think it's going to be an incredible game for him or the Patriots. I took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers -2.5 over the New Orleans Saints. Spencer Rattler, be curious to see what he has as a starter, but I think the Buccaneers are a better team and will get a win on the road, even though Rashad White will be out. I took the Eagles -8.5 at home over the Cleveland Browns. That sounds like a lot, but the Browns defense has just not been spectacular and their offense has been a dud. AJ Brown, Devonta Smith back for the Eagles. They have a full complement of weapons coming off of a bye week. I think it could be a big week for them. I took the Commanders +6.5 over the Ravens. I thought 6.5 was too much of a point spread, but I do have the Ravens as the straight up victors. I just think it's more of a field goal kind of game. I think both these teams are talented. For some reason, the Chargers are favored in Denver, even though they're 2-2, and the Broncos are 3-2 coming off of clocking the Raiders. So I took the Broncos +2.5. I think they get a win. I think they move to 4-2. So I'm not sure about the line on this game. It was a little surprising for me. I took the Steelers -2.5 over the Raiders. The Raiders are moving on to Aiden O'Connell. We'll see how that goes for them. The Steelers, we know Russell Wilson's going to be active. They've been kind of committal slash non-committal about who is going to start. I think Justin Fields is going to start. They said Russell Wilson would likely be the number two. But if he ends up starting, don't be caught unaware. This is one where you're really going to want to watch because it's in the afternoon window. I took the Detroit Lions -3.5 over the Cowboys. I think this is going to be a fun, high-scoring game. I just like the Lions better. I took the Falcons -6.5 over the Panthers. Andy Dalton did wonders the first game he came in. They've been kind of hit or miss since then. I don't think it's going to be a spectacular game for them. I took the New York Giants +3.5 over the Bengals. I think the Bengals will get the straight up victory, but the Bengals don't have it in them to win big games, to win by a lot of points. I think this is going to be a field goal or less. And the last game of the week is Monday Night Football. I took the Buffalo Bills -2.5 over the New York Jets. I think the Bills will get the win in New York. I'm not sure the coaching change is going to be everything the Jets need. The Jets have been another kind of surprise disappointment this season. I thought they would be better with Rodgers. That offense looks semi-dysfunctional. I just haven't been impressed by what they've been doing. We'll see if the coaching change gives them a spark or lifts them. But, you know, I think the Bills come in as a hungry team, really needing to get back on a winning track. And I think they will get the win on Monday night. So that'll do it for all my picks against the spread. That'll do it for all the info you need to battle week 6 of the NFL season. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Enjoy a full slate of games. We'll be back again early next week as the third and final of the London games kicks off week 7. Until then, you guys have a wonderful week.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.